The thing that people walk on the side of the road so they don't have to walk in the road in the city is called...
The shoulder.
Okay, okay. If it was made out of cement, what would you call it?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And what's a boulevard?
Don't it's have a road. It's a...
Okay. Don't have any around here.
No.
Okay. Well, in this area, what do people call paved and unpaved roads? Do they use those words, or would they use like improved and unimproved?
Dirt roads.
Yeah, they use dirt roads and blacktop.
Okay, great.
Or paved roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I noticed this is probably something you're familiar with, a roadway up in this area that runs up through the mountains but then goes through a kind of a lower place would be called a what?
A dip or okay. No?
Would you use the word pass or notch or gap?
Well, yeah, we use the word gap for okay. That. When it goes through, and then, of course, there's always these passes. There's birthed pass and like that.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. Called pass. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you know what the Badlands are? That these are just Western terms that I was wondering if you're familiar with.
Well, that's just the land that won't grow anything okay. Or anything like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about the High Plains? Is that a term that's familiar to you? Where would the High Plains be? Would they be?
I never paid any attention.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
See if right. They found the fire. You listen.
And how about, I was wondering in like a place called like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
What is the hole there that they're talking about? Is that like a watering place? Or
well, I never before in my life went off of the plains and went down. When Avon worked in Jackson Hole for 9 years. And we drove down.
40 miles
to get into the mountains from Rock Springs. We just went down and down and
Rock Springs to Pine Dale and down the whole back canyon for 40 miles.
Oh, my goodness. So
and you get down into the mountains, and then you get down in there. There's the Tetons and the Snake River and all that.
The Snake River down there, 40 miles from the flatland.
I've never been down that way. I'd really like to go.
Oh, go. It's beautiful country. Beautiful.
It used to be.
Yeah, I wonder how the people are treating it now.
Yeah, people can really mess mm-hmm. up a place.
We went in right after the war, and it hadn't been very many people in there. Fishing was good.
When I got up there, I could go up an hour and a half, but I hadn't been able to fish.
Mm-hmm. Hour and a half?
Yeah. And fish like that, I'd shake off off my hook. Mm. And get the big ones, and she'd bake them.
Mm. I love the fish. I really do. What's a draw? D-R-A-W.
A draw is a canyon or something you go through. You go through a draw to get in the... Okay. Between the hills.
Okay. Is it the same thing as like a gully or a gulch?
Well, a gully would be a washed out place, and a gulch would be just about the same as a draw, okay. I think.
In this area, have you ever heard them called an arroyo?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know in this area, because it's so mountainous, when you have the water flowing out of the creeks, you have a lot of fast-moving water.
Mm-hmm.
Do people have different names for different kinds of fast-moving water? Do they use the words like cascade or rapids
no.
or white water?
No, never heard it up in here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Just floods.
Okay. Do you have any places where you have like waterfalls in this area?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Missouri Falls.
Yeah, there's a Missouri Falls that okay. comes out of Missouri Lake and goes down.
Okay.
Goes into Clear Creek.
Boulder Falls.
Now, a rose is a type of what? It's a type.
Flower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any wildflowers that grow in this area?
Yes.
What kind?
We have columbines and wild roses and buttercups and...